You join us here, inside Darren's house.
Hey, what? Where did you come from? Get out of me ass!
Darren is about to play Paddy Power Fantasy's Sunday Million prize draw on the NFL.
Sophie, it's that bloke from Paddy Power. He's got in the arse again.
It's just £9 to enter the competition, with £1 million in prizes to be won, and £200,000 for the winner.
Listen, mate, get out of here before I
search Paddy Power Fantasy to pick your team. Last entry by 6pm Sunday. Paddy Power Fantasy. Hate waiting, love winning.
Get out! And don't you dare read those terms and conditions!
Paddy Power Fantasy rules apply. 18 plus, BeGambleAware.com.
Are you going to sneak into my ass every Sunday?
Yes.
Oh.
Hello and welcome to the Nat Coombs Show presented by Paddy Power Fantasy. Good to have you with us. OG, there are three things in life we can be sure of. Death, taxes, and daily fantasy rolling on through the off season, the postseason.
I thought you were going to say excellent shirts is the third one.
Disappointing shirt, to be honest.
Really? No. It's you won't be disappointed when you feel the material there. It's a double.
What is that?
It's Egyptian cotton.
Was that made in Area 51?
It was definitely, yeah, either there or Egypt, one or the other.
Little understated for you. Getting ready for Miami, of course.
Well, exactly right. Disappointed, of course. Don't think that the irony hasn't lost on me that I've shaved my moustache off before going to Miami.
Yeah, I mean, interesting choice.
It makes no sense whatsoever. But hey, I've got 18 days. Yeah. So that's half of November is what I've kind of thought.
Fair point.
And I go, well, I'm going to struggle, but let's,
go,
you know.
Late Don Johnson era stubble.
Exactly right. Yeah. Now I'm going to sit in my room in a dark room with cow feces all over my face and just stressing out in front of a mirror. That's how you grow it
I
in
bet
Australia.
We can't wait for that. Right. Daily fantasy, as I say, rolling on in the postseason divisional playoff round. Games on Saturday and Sunday you can get involved with. Incidentally, if you're involved in our Listener League, which is up and running again this week, free to enter, lots of cash prizes. That's just the Sunday games only. So me and the OG are going to give you picks from either Saturday or Sunday games. But if you're going to play in our own daily fantasy league, the Listener League, it is Sunday only. All right, let's start with the stack. Going heavy on the stack. And I think for the first time this season, you and I have categorically agreed on something, right?
Well, I mean, that is true, but it's controversial when it comes down to the fact that there are less games now, and you have been known to occasionally do the old Mr. Bean, look over at my notes.
Absolutely not.
Just
to check you're not playing online roulette while we're
well, that's true. While we're making Can't the promise show. Anything in
Which,
week one or two.
It happened once, yeah.
It's interesting because there are obviously less picks, but there's an obvious one for mine, and that is, of course, the stack with Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. So Patrick Mahomes at 9K, Tyreek Hill is 7.9, so you're spending a little bit there, but I think it's pretty much the go-to. In the last game we saw them play, Mahomes completed 16 of 25 passes for 174 yards and a touchdown. Down. He also added 21 yards on 7 carries. Need I say more? But here are two interesting stats.
On that point, OG, some people have heard the sharps are fading him maybe this week because of that, because his productivity hasn't been at the usual level. I just think that's crazy in this matchup as well. And you mentioned that what he picks up on the ground. He's been averaging about that amount, I think, over the last six games, thrown in a couple of rushing touchdowns in the last six games as well. So straight away, you got the dual threat. Fading Mahomes, to me, seems like a crazy play this week.
Oh, absolutely. No, and in particular, these two games. So Mahomes completed 60% of his passes in the two games against both the Patriots and the Texans this season with 556 passing yards and 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. So between Patriots, who lost last week.
Yeah.
The Texans, who they're playing this week.
Yeah.
He plays really well. And Tyreek Hill is the exact same. I'm going really big on those two.
Houston, and this is where we're agreeing. So we're both picking them as a stack. Houston allowed the third most fantasy points per game to opposition quarterbacks this season.
Yeah.
You look at it, the secondary there, Hargraves and Conley are two of the worst graded in that position, according to Pro Football Focus. So I just love the matchup all across. Probably as a backup plan, because we're agreeing on that as a stack. We did think as well, I certainly did, and we were chatting about this before we came into the studio, and I think you like this as well, Lamar and Mark Andrews, liking that as a possible stack. And of course you could, as we always say with a stack, substitute another one of the Baltimore receivers in the mix there. Hollywood would be an interesting option there as well. 7 touchdowns over 7 games, Andrews, despite the fact he's been a little bit banged up as well. In 2 of those games, he's posted multiple scores. The Titans allowed the 5th most fantasy points to tight ends during the regular season. Mm. So like this matchup for all kinds of reasons. And if you think that Lamar is going to go off against the Titans, which some people do, again, if we're talking dual threat, the poster boy for that. That could be an alternative play for you in terms of the stack. What about going big? Where are you heading?
Going big for Derrick Henry, £9,800. Last weekend, we saw him carry 34 times for 182 yards and a touchdown. For me, if you can stop Derrick Henry, you can win. But he's very, very, very difficult to stop. And at 9.8, yes, you're spending a lot, but I guarantee you, you will get a great return.
Love that. He's averaging, almost 200 yards per game in his last couple of games, 16 touchdowns this season. He's already had four in the last two games as well. Coming into this game in maybe the richest vein of form out of any offensive player in the playoffs, and they are going to have to rely on him, I think, to get this going. Now, some people are saying that irrespective of whether Henry can get the Titans offense moving, it's not going to be enough. And they point to the fact that against New England, Henry went off big and they were still limited to 14 points, right?
Yeah.
That's not going to worry them at Henry owners at all in this respect. Yeah. If you have another 150, 170 yards and a score, irrespective of what the team does and how you think the game in reality is going to play out, it is safe picking. So I love that. DK Metcalf is where I am going here, because again, I'm playing the hot hand a little bit, and I think that Russell Wilson is going to be rolling on from last week in terms of how that tandem played out. I like the matchup. I like Seattle full stop in that matchup against Green Bay. Again, with that few receivers you could look at, because of Tyler Lockett, great player, but has been injured, is kind of coming back into his groove. I think DK Metcalf is going to be the go-to guy for Wilson. And I think given the issues they've got on the ground, he's going to be airing out again. And I think Metcalf could have a big day. So I'm going DK for my go big pick. What about avoid opposite end of the spectrum?
Yeah, well, anything under 6K, as you would know by now, but I'm going for it, and I'm going to be interested.
Oh, hang on, you're going value.
Value.
Oh, you go value. Go value.
What did you say?
I said avoid, but you go value.
Well, I mean, stick to the system.
Positivity.
You know.
Oh, is it always value first?
It's always value
first.
You've
only done 20 of these.
Yeah,
so
I mean, we need a structure or else the world mate, just goes crazy, man.
Mate, after you, Claude, as they say.
Clearly also shows how much I was listening to. Yeah. No, well, all right, let's start with value, but I'll be interested in your pronunciation. D-U-K-E. Now, how do you say it?
Duke. Yeah. Well,
see,
I would say
Duke.
Duke, yeah. Duke. But I would apply a sort of faux Americanism.
I like
Duke.
It. Respect. Well, Duke. Duke Johnson.
You have to call him out forever now.
Okay, done. Well, he's currently worth £5,700, so he's under that 6K margin. We saw him on the weekend, carried three times for 38 yards and caught all three of his targets for 30 yards. And taking on the Chiefs in particular this weekend, they're ranked in the bottom seven in the league in yards per carry allowed and rushing yards per game. So anything under 6K and something pretty drastic is, I think that if you go from a 5.7 to a 6K, that £300 in the context of the fact that there are so little people to choose from this weekend, that could go a long, long way.
Appreciate.
So 5.7, yes, you might only get you 10 points, but that 10 points might be the difference.
Like it. I'm doubling down here just because I couldn't really pick between the two in terms of value. Emmanuel Sanders and Kyle Rudolph, both players, as OG says, will be on the board for five and change and can step up and get you that 7-10 points, both really capable, of course, of getting into the end zone. And so therefore really, really, coming big for your value pick. I think Rudolph, I think looking at the injuries that the Vikings have going into that game, question marks, obviously with Thielen hurting himself in training ahead. I want to bring up bad. Can we go there?
Jeez, I mean, go quickly though.
Well, I think maybe positive spin that Rudolph will be an important factor because of that.
The reindeer games will absolutely be firing.
The reindeer games. Incidentally, go and seek out, you pushed out on your Twitter handle. I think we might have done as well. What's your Twitter handle?
It's just Ollie Gale, G-E-A-L-E.
Me and the OG in studio last weekend for the Vikings game, the scoring play, the winning play for the Vikings, caught on camera by the OG. Go and check that out. The Vikings UK guys have pushed that out. It's gone viral.
In our terms. But still, viral.
But I think it's better to say it's viral. So Kyle Rudolph are like, Emmanuel Sanders are like as well. Both decent options, I think, to get you into double digits for a 6K and under pick. All right, we're going to avoid now.
Yeah.
Mark Ingram, I'm saying, because of the injury, only because of the injury issue, right?
Okay.
So it looks like he will probably shoot up, and it looks like they will split his time with Gus Edwards. So this is an obvious one in a way, but in case you haven't been paying close attention, in case you're coming to putting your daily roster together last minute, you maybe haven't looked at the inactives, looked at the injury reports this week, read too much of the news, just watch and be careful, because I don't think Mark Ingram, for the value that he is on the ball when that was set, is going to represent a smart play. He'll still get points. He'll still be a factor in this Baltimore offense, but I don't think it's the right thing to do to be shelling out the dollar for him this week.
Like it a lot. Well, it's controversial. It hurts my feelings, but sometimes in the avoid pick, you just simply have to
You're
do it.
You're not gonna, are you?
I am. I'm avoiding the chef, Dalvin Cook.
Wow.
Look, number one, he's quite expensive this week. We're looking at £8,600. I do think that he's absolutely worth that in a sort of week-to-week basis. Unfortunately, I don't think he can recreate what he was able to do against the Saints 2 weeks in a row. He was sensational, almost got 100 yards, so he got 94 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns, and we've seen just how good New Orleans have been at defending the rushing play this season. So with that in mind,
rush, have they,
exactly right.
But he was really on course for that. And, you know, we, as we said, we were doing the game together, tore up the first half.
Yep.
Anonymous in the second half. What happened?
Well, considering the fact that, you know, obviously he hasn't played for some time now, and I get the feeling, my instinct is that the Vikings almost put all their eggs in one basket. When you're seeing them do, or you're seeing Dalvin Cook doing so well, you just want to get past that first round, which they've done so. But now taking on San Francisco, I think it's going to be difficult. I think they'll, if they've got a sniff, certainly they'll start to manage his workload a lot more, let Mattison take, you know, a little bit of the workload up. The question mark, though, is, as he touched on with Adam Thielen, if he doesn't play, which he probably won't, because I believe he's got stitches on the foot, and in football, that hurts. So
not great for a receiver.
No, exactly. So they might rely on him just a little bit more. Having said that, I just don't think that he's going to be emulate his excellent work 2 weeks in a row, given the fact his health and fitness might not be what it was earlier on in the season.
Fair shout. Mattison's a decent value pick, actually.
Yeah.
Now you come to mention it. I've done my avoid pick, haven't I, Mark Ingram? So let's go to D. I'm going Chiefs. Chiefs because, talk about one of the most turnaround units in the game. Steve Spagnuolo has performed wonders. And me and J-Bell get into that quite heavily on our Friday show. So if you're watching this, listening to the pod, me and Jason Bell getting into all four of the divisional games on our Friday preview pod. There's no Will Fuller probably as well, which is, as we all know now, huge. Some people are divided on this game in the sense, OG, they think that the Texans will put up points, that it will be well over the 50-51 mark, that the line that Vegas has set for the over-under. And that the Chiefs will probably win. I mean, they're heavy favorites. And they won't have trouble putting up the points, but the Texans will as well. I'm not so sure. I know that it seems crazy to go against Deshaun Watson. He'll probably pull things out of the hat like he always does. But I think particularly without Fuller as well, I don't think it's going to be a shutout, but I just don't really see the Texans putting up a huge amount here. Returning players as well for the Chiefs. I mean, I think they're fully fit. I think they were the only one of the remaining teams that had all active players on their roster in training this week, actively participating. So they are in decent nick. So I like the Chiefs D in this weekend's round.
Well, for me, I'm going for Green Bay, £4,800. And it comes down to a few key things for me. Of course, week off, which is fantastic for anyone who is capable of doing so. I suppose a few of the numbers that stand out, 17 interceptions, 8 fumble recoveries and 15th in sacks. I do think Seattle are capable, certainly very capable of scoring points. Yeah. But these key moments and turnovers and fumbles and sacks, that's what gets you points in the defense. And I think given the fact they've had that week off, they're at home. I really like it. I think they're going to be really strong.
Love it, man. You know what I realised? You haven't had a week off.
No, I don't.
You just don't. No, roll all the way through 52
Even when
weeks
the NFL won't be on,
365.
I'll still be doing fantasy.
The stats in the books.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it like those sort of 80s, 90s movies where you're going to be in the library till all hours just with loads of books in front of you?
Yeah, no, and it's more like I'm just having a real breakdown in my bathroom. So you'll have all the mirrors and I'll be drawing dots and, you know, there'll be things going everywhere and I'll be having
the hair products
bath
and all of that.
Exactly right. Exactly.
Lovely stuff. Well, we hope we've given you some good ideas for this weekend. As I said at the top of the show, there are games on the Paddy Power Fantasy site Saturday and Sunday. So you can get involved. You can double down, quite frankly. But as far as the Natcombe Show Listener League is concerned, it's just the Sunday games only. Hope we've given you a few good steers. Enjoy the football. We will be back for the championship round. Would you believe we made it this far?
No.
Well, somehow we have. Back for the championship round next week. Enjoy.